Welcome in and welcome back to another episode after a week off of the Sports Shots Pod. Yep, we broke the consistency yet again. It happens. Life happens. But we're back for another episode, number 34. Cruising on the way down to 50. What are we going to do for our 50th, Isaiah?
Get naked.
Okay, buddy.
We're like, I'm trying to think of an athlete. We're like Christian McCaffrey of consistency. We get hurt every now and then. We miss a week. But then when we come back strong.
He plays a full season out of nowhere when you pass on him in fantasy.
Yeah. Now, we could be Joel Embiid and just miss more podcast weeks than we, you know.
No. I'll take Christian McCaffrey as a lot better than Joel Embiid.
Agreed.
But who do you think is richer?
Oh, Embiid. As he's got that basketball money, baby.
That's Embiid.
McCaffrey at one point was the highest paid running back. I think it's Barkley now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
or maybe you're not.
Who else would it be? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who else would it
be? Well, because like McCaffrey was ahead by like a good margin.
I can take a guess right now.
Yeah, let's see. The highest for some reason, Ashton Jensen's on here.
Wow.
At 23 that's million. I don't think that's right. Yeah, that's not right.
That's kind of bad though for the running backs, because I mean we have been kind of squeezing them.
Barkley is 16.5. McCaffrey is 16.2.
So he's bigger by just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah, Barkley's not circumcised, that's why.
Yeah, okay. All right, you said it, not me. Do you want to just stick with the NFL? I mean, we're about a month away.
Well, first, what are we drinking? What's in the cup? You know?
Bonitos.
Gotta start off as traditional.
I went cheap.
Nice. Hey, tequila's tequila, man.
Yeah, it is. It really doesn't matter. But just
I went the opposite of you, though. I'm drinking the rest of my pricey stuff. And drinking some straight whiskey. Straight bourbon. Angel's Envy. Empty bottle, as you can see. It's gone.
Dang.
It's on the grass.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. I bought it yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you one of those guys that keep your empty bottles as like a souvenir?
Oh, no.
Okay, you're not in college.
What's the point?
Good.
Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah, I remember...
Even if I bought like a $100, $150 whiskey bottle, I'm not going to save the bottle.
I'd remember hanging out with a friend when I was still in college in Mississippi, going out to his house. Well, him and his buddy's house. They, of course, you know, they drink like fucking Russians or Irish. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I mean, Family Guy put that stereotype in me. But they did that shit. Now it's the first time I've ever seen it. And I thought, like, so y'all have like a whole row, a whole top shelf of just empty bottles. Of all the bottles that they finished. And it's like, when you look back on it, that's exactly the kind of decor you will expect to see in a college dude's apartment or dorm or whatever. Well, probably not dorm because you can't drink on campus. Depends on where you're at. But yeah, that's kind of dumb. But, you know, just good you're not one of those guys.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to show off. Look what I used to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, but what do you have now?
Exactly, yeah. You know, back then, my money was up. All right, just letting you know.
Now, when I asked you for that $20, now you see why.
Yep, there it is. It's up there. I drank it. One sip, $20.
Yep.
So, I know I'm late into this, but does my audio sound okay? I'm just getting some crazy spikes. I just want to make sure they sound good.
You're good. I mean, your audio is so clear. I hear your little one trying to join in to the broadcast.
I know, man. I know. He loves
it. I actually heard him louder than you.
Once my niece moves out to college, hold on, he's I'm going to move my office into her old room, and it should be more sound sufficient, I think. Or it could be worse. We'll see. You know, because that one, I'm closer to the living room, technically.
I'll be moving into a new room pretty soon.
Yes, sir. Moving locations. Well-deserved. Well-needed.
Well-needed, for sure. That's coming up on Monday. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk NFL since we already started. Kyle, we got a football game this month.
Yeah, I didn't believe it
in July. You
told me last week. I had to actually fact check him. And
I know. It was so unbelievable that you had to look it up. Usually you just trust me. What would I say, right? But this one was kind of outrageous.
Yeah, at first, as I usually do, I complain. And because it's like, how much football do we really need? That was the first thought, to where we're actually pushing the schedule up into July. Like, are we really going to get these guys a break? Bodies aren't invincible these days because they're breaking down a lot easier and quicker than players did back then. I mean, it's happened pretty much across all sports.
I feel like the game has got faster, but the bodies haven't kept up with how fast the game has gotten.
That's
like, you know, a good take. Like pitchers are throwing so hard, we're seeing more Tommy Johns than anything now. You know, I know we were talking about football,
but it's the injury. Yeah. So there's still a cross reference to it, because anytime you see a dude throwing 99, you're like, oh, he's gonna be having TJ soon.
Yep, look at Shohei. That's what I'm gonna show you. Shohei finally got up to 100. Tommy John.
That's it. There's something in my mind that we're riding on right now that he throws 98, 99, and we can't have that.
No, he's a calm down. He's just throw a lot more sliders.
You know,
a lot more curveballs.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You're talking about the diesel.
Yes.
Hunter Brown.
It's always when a guy's at his peak. There goes. That's exactly the sound his shoulder makes.
A bunch of Nationals are just waiting for that to happen, and then they're going to sign him. It's like, oh, well, you're hurt now, so we'll sign him for a little bit of this.
I feel like they did that with McCullers. Okay, we totally pivoted off that, but it's still...
Yeah, sorry.
Still,
all right.
Still with injuries.
Back to football.
But, Tank Dell is a good example. You know, he was small.
Yeah.
Playing the,
Tank, he's a good example of friendly fire. This is a thing.
It was friendly fire twice, actually. That broke his leg.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't even know how you come back from this one.
Was it the same knee?
I believe so. Because remember, wait a minute. He broke his leg. Then he got shot. Then he tore his knee. That's too much in 1 year.
Breaking records, this guy.
Shooting
for the moon.
If
it's the same leg, I think it's okay. Now, if he did it to other leg, it's like, okay, well, now
both. Yeah, I can't remember exactly which leg it was, but the fact of the matter is he's still out, and he's just finished rehab, and now he's going back through that shit. And that's...
I'm going to throw something out there that the Texans did, along with the Cleveland Browns. So, there's only two second-round picks from the draft that have signed their rookie deals. Everyone else, like across the league, have signed first through seventh besides the second. A lot of the second round picks have not signed at all. And the reason for that is because the Texans and the Cleveland Browns, with their first second round pick, they gave their guys guaranteed money for the first time ever. Now, all the other second round picks are asking for that guaranteed money. Which is kind of bizarre to me, because ton of second round picks haven't signed the rookie deal.
So the other 30 owners are being stingy?
Yeah, kind of 29 because the Browns have two.
Oh, okay.
The Browns had two second round picks, right, but their first second round pick, they signed up guaranteed money. Texans signed their guy to guaranteed money. I think because they didn't have a first round pick.
That's right? I believe so. Yeah.
So they're like, might as well give them the money. Now all the other second round picks from the other teams are like, well, I want it fully guaranteed, like these other two guys. I think they're waiting on other teams to pull the trigger, so that a new range happens. Like, okay, well, you know, the 54th pick signed a fully guaranteed, so 33 through 53, everyone's gonna be guaranteed or whatever, right? But it's just a interesting thing that's going on right now. Like, a lot of second round picks haven't signed because for the first time ever, their two guys got guaranteed, fully guaranteed money.
So, yeah, that is interesting. I was not aware of that. Did that guy from Cincinnati ever sign?
Shamar Stewart? No. Okay. He still hasn't signed. I don't know the full details, but the Bengals are trying to start something completely brand new that they've never done before. They want to start it with him, and it'll affect every first rounder for the Bengals after that. And he's saying no, like he doesn't want it. Now, mind you, they've also haven't signed
Trey Heron.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I can't say his name right.
And yeah, and he wants to be traded. So their draftee that they probably drafted to replace him hasn't signed because he just wants what they've been doing for the past X amount of years, but now they want to change the language. And they're the only team that's doing this too. So that's why he's like, no, I'm not signing. So if he doesn't sign by a certain day, he could be traded to a team. And just like a normal player. Now, he probably, if I was any other NFL team besides the Bengals, I probably wouldn't give a first round pick for him, right? But because like they're in the hot seat, the Bengals are, because they're not giving him the contract that he wants. So maybe a second round or third round pick for him, and then you kind of guaranteed like a first round pick. And Shamar Stewart had the highest RAS score. I forgot something. Our athletic score, right? He had the highest score out of anybody in the draft. Super athletic guy from A&M. But he only had like one sack, I think, in his career. But he's just supposed to be like that guy. So, but yeah, just I know it's kind of boring, the finance side a little bit.
No,
but just
do you know where I work?
Interesting. Yeah, I know. That's why it's interesting to you.
Yeah.
So you could add on to it, but, you know.
No, but I mean.
Talk about hard hits.
No, but I mean, like I said, I wasn't aware of that, that most of them didn't sign. And, you know, the Bengals is an interesting case, too, with their contract situations, especially given the fact that a lot of their salary cap now is going to be tied up around three players. And, you know, it's the revaluing of positions and how much money we're spending on, and the top dollars that we're spending on each position now, where, you know, if you do that, then where are you putting the value in the guys that you're still going to need to count on? And you're going to have them all holding out. I mean, it's a bad precedent that's being set right now. I mean, Trey Hendrickson, I keep saying his name wrong, Hendrickson, correct me if I'm wrong, led the league in sacks, correct?
Yeah, he did. Okay. And
where's the value? I
think he did. Unless it was, yeah, he did. Yeah.
It was between him and Crosby, probably. But I don't have it right in front of me. But I know he was at the top. So if...
Oh, for sure.
I'll
say a little tidbit about Trey Hendrickson. I don't get it, man. When I saw him, even with the Saints, like, when he blew up the Saints, his last year of the Saints, like, how is this, like, just average-looking Joe sack leader getting 15-plus sacks for, like, five straight years?
I mean, and it's Jared just Allen?
Technicality. It's just technicality with them. They know how to do the fundamentals. But yeah, like a good example.
You say technicalities on the defensive line. I mean, if we're going to go deeper into that position, there's a guy, a Hall of Famer that I can think of that also attended our alma mater, and with his size, he had to have perfect technique.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No. Video started playing on NFL Network, and now I got cut it out.
Yeah, I kind of saw your eyes or something. I'm talking about John Randall.
Oh, our alma mater. Okay, yes. See, when you say alma mater, I didn't hear the R part.
Oh, but okay.
I thought you were talking about like your high school again or something.
Well, I can talk about my high school and talk about Brian Arakapo.
There you go.
So
Brandon LaFell.
There you go. I can talk about that also. But guys that actually play with technique and succeeds on every play, basically. We're not putting value in that anymore, and that's pretty much what the Bengals are saying. That's the only reason why you're holding out. And that's, and the NFL is a copycat league. So if they're going to do that, then, the rest of the dominoes is going to fall too. I mean, so it's, like I said, with everything else, the bubble has to pop at some point.
Yeah. But I think the Bengals are going to get it done, right, with Shamar Stewart. I just looked up his stats, his college stats. He had total 4.5 sacks his freshman year, 1.5 sacks. His sophomore year, 1.5 sacks. His junior year, 1.5 sacks. So very very consistent. But I mean, scouts saw something, right? So you got to trust your scouts.
Something else I saw interesting. Cousins basically admitting that he would have re-signed with Minnesota if he knew the Falcons was going to draft Penix.
Really?
Yep.
I wonder if that changes McCarthy,
their draft pick. Of course it does. Maybe not. But, of course, it definitely changes the dynamic of, let's say Sam Darnold. He doesn't get paid like he is now.
Exactly. Exactly. He doesn't become the next Geno Smith.
So like it's just funny how like different dynamics happen like that behind one move. I mean, and it's not just with this. It could be like anything in life, really. You know, like just one decision made by one person can affect someone else. Boy, that statement kind of hits home, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Reminds me of Mr. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. One play can change life.
Okay, see, I was about to go real life or some shit, but...
sorry. No, I was thinking of football.
Guy. Yeah, no, and that's good. That is very good, because we could have very much gone into a very deep tangent, but I'm glad you stayed with football. Because you did, because that's very interchangeable.
Yep. But yeah. And speaking of money, I heard NFL is getting a new stadium.
You know how I feel about this.
Kyle does not like change. He's a very traditional man.
Get off my lawn! I'm just kidding.
Okay, all right, well.
First of all, okay, well, hold on. I'm in an apartment. Get out my front door!
Get off my doormat. The welcome on the doormat is not meant for you. It's for me when I come home.
No, for real though, man. The change that I don't like is Northern teams going into indoor. I get it. They're going to be like, you want people to just freeze outside? Yes, I do. You pay the money. You know what the weather was going to be when the game was scheduled. You bought the ticket. So, yes, freeze your ass off outside for my entertainment when I watch these 4 o'clock games that the NFL purposely schedules up north at 4 and 7 o'clock, because they know that's when it's going to be coldest. So, yes, I want it. I want the snow on the ground. I want to see the fans shivering. I want to see the fat guy without his shirt that's definitely going to get frostbite. And he was already drunk from pre-gaming. So all it takes is like one or two beers that's probably going to be limited to at the stadium. And then he's already gone. And for most people, they can't hold their shit anyway. Yes, I want to see it all. So I'm tired of these teams up north going indoors. And they're only doing it just to get a Super Bowl. Isaiah, when was the last time you ever heard someone say, boy, I can't wait to go to Cleveland?
Never.
So why do they think they're going to get a fucking Super Bowl? I mean, Joe Kim Noah said it himself on a press conference over a dozen years ago. I ain't never heard of no one say that I can't wait to go to Cleveland. Okay, they got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's great. And it's a good place to go visit. But outside of downtown, which is where they're moving out from, everything is a copycat. It's like, build up your own little mini city where you have these expensive ass overpriced apartments where you're paying over $2,000 a month, and when you hang up a frame and take it off, the paint fucking peels off. Have these expensive ass restaurants with the grass walls and the uncomfortable ass stools where you got to pay separate price for the fries. Those are the only places that there's going to be opening up when they build these stadiums around. They did it in Atlanta when they moved out of Turner. They did it to the Nationals. Now, they cleaned up some areas on the other side of the argument, got cleaned up. Yes. But now you're pricing out the common man who wants to just go to the damn game. You got to pay for all this other shit and these contracts when you go. You got to pay for parking. You got to get the gas to get up there because it's not in the city. So now you got to drive way the fuck out to go to these games. The Texans is trying to do this shit. Trying to move to Southwest Houston. They're trying to get away from Reliant. I mean, look, it was a dumb idea in the first place to build a stadium right next to the fucking Astrodome. But now the city is still paying for the Astrodome. I know they're going to still be paying for Reliant. And now they're talking about they want another damn stadium. Now we're back tapping into public funds, which is another problem that I have when you got billionaires who wants, again, the common man to pay for their fucking palaces where you can't even pay for the seats because most of the area is supposed to be for what? Fucking expensive ass box seats that they want. Isaiah, I will never forget years ago, I was watching the game. It was college, A&M against whoever the fuck that was playing. And they was showing off at a college stadium how they spent over $3 million or whatever fucking dollars they spent putting up chandeliers in the press boxes. Chandeliers in an outdoor stadium. At a college.
What a way to spend $3 million, man. I'll tell you that. What a waste. You know, you could...
Look, if you got it, you got it. Okay, fine. You got it. That's sure. Cool. Because, shit, if I had it, I'd probably do some stupid shit like that, too.
My only problem with northern teams or even southern teams going indoors is the weather factor during the game.
It's like, I thought football was supposed to be played outdoors. I thought it was supposed to be played in the wind. Chicago is about to go indoors, man. There is no NFC North teams outside of Green Bay. God forbid.
Right.
God forbid. That's all I'm going to leave. I'm going to just leave it at that. There's no other teams up north. Okay. I'm going to say the snow, the biblical snow that above everything now we're calling it a 100-year snow, a 100-year flood, a 100-year this. Not everything could be 100 years, man. Like, the shit happens, all right? It's climate change. It's science.
Yeah, I actually have to design that so I know exactly all about that. But yeah, it's not once in a half a year. It's just the probability, but it feels like it's every other year now.
Yeah, it feels like it's every other year. I mean, come on, the science backs it up, and no one wants to talk science. I get it, but I'm not using science to replace the other. It's just you have to listen to one. Isaiah, we took some of those classes on probably more on the physics side. But, you know, it's all there. The evidence is there. Shit's going to happen. Okay, whether you're outdoors or not. Because even if the game is indoors and there is a massive ass blizzard, how the hell is people still going to get there?
Yep.
And guess what? Yep. You still got to go outside to get to the damn stadium. So what difference does it fucking make?
Yep. Got to drive to and from. There's no tunnel that you take straight from your home to,
you know, stadium. It's to protect the millionaire and billionaires that's going to these games now that don't want to deal with the elements. That's what it comes down to. Fine. It's like, why the hell is LA playing indoors? I mean, when does it ever rain in LA for them to be? I thought they loved being outside.
That's what I thought too.
Arizona, I totally get. Everything better be indoors. Houston, I get. Everything better be indoors. Dallas, same thing. New Orleans, Florida, you can get away with it because there's always a breeze down there. Georgia, that humidity is sticky. But you know, whenever they host these big time games like the SEC championship and shit, that could be outside. But
spit it out. Go ahead.
It's nothing to spit out because there's so many different angles to this argument. But the one that I want to stick with is just the traditional part of it. And we're losing a lot of the aura to what made football great, honestly. Like, you know, come on, man. You know you look forward to these snow games.
I do. The one that sticks out to mind is the Detroit and Philadelphia game.
I thought you were about to go, you know, giving your fandom. I thought you were about to go to the Tuck Rule game.
Nah. I'll do a little.
That Philly Detroit game, that shit was so fucking awesome, man. And you could tell that the players were even having fun in that shit, too.
Dude, you talk about, like, you get tackled, just poof, white powder everywhere.
It don't even hurt.
You could see was the yard lines. Yeah, exactly. I think that they'd rather, maybe not, but I think they'd rather play in that than rain.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know? Rain, you slipping all over the place. Who wants to do that shit?
Exactly. Then with the rain, you're just running the ball all the time.
And then you're gonna fumble because it's gonna slip out.
Exactly.
But then those games are awesome too.
No, they are. They are. So weather plays a big factor, and it's also entertaining for the viewer. You know.
It just everything. You know. You want to know what else? You want to know another angle? Is also directing all these teams, especially the ones up north, to go indoors. Look how much gambling is influences these games. They need to make sure that they eliminate all other outside factors.
You bet your ass! I'm checking the weather radar and taking the unders on some of these games.
It fucking sucks, man. It fucking sucks. Speaking of gambling, that's the perfect segue into the NBA. We got another one that got caught. And when will they fucking learn, man? When will they fucking learn? Let's look up.
Probably never. There's a Netflix series I'm watching called Bad Sport. And it's about, the very first episode is about college gambling. They bought the players, two of their star players, to, you know, not throw the game, but to affect the game where they don't, they keep it within the score, you know. I'm losing my words, but it's really good. The first one's about college basketball. They're paying the players like $20,000 each to, you know, keep it basically, how to say it, affect the game, to, there's a word for it, I'm just like fumbling.
Influence,
kind of, that's not the exact word, but yeah, they're not throwing the game because they're still gonna win, but not by more than what the spread is, right? So, and it worked, but then they ended up getting caught because the college players started flashing their money. And a journalist said, it piqued their interest. And a journalist said, someone needs to take a look into this. And that's kind of how they started. The word got out through one person. These books, these casinos now can see, like, hey, a lot of people are betting on this specific line for some reason. And it hit.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happened with the Cleveland pitcher.
I'm just looking over again these, these line of creditors that's lined up and this lawsuit that was put out against them. Because it's, you can look it up in the New York Times. Let's see, we could just go over one of the things that, because this, the feds got them. This is federal now, so everything is like out there. He was sued by Hassan Sports, that's got to be his agent, to recover $625,000. He was sued in 2018 for past due rent in the amount of $1,990. He was also sued for another $2,000 for not paying homeowners associations fees in Georgia. He was sued in Milwaukee by a civil court. From a dental company for $34,389.70 and for another $26,826.76 by a barber. He's also just a guy who just flakes out on bills.
Kyle, I'm sorry to interrupt your podcast, but I have breaking news.
It better be good. What's up?
Suns superstar Devin Booker has agreed to a 2-year, $145 million maximum contract extension, according to Shams.
Oh well, then it's true. That's
hold on. They're like, we got a couple Rocket players. We're extending our superstar, keeping Bradley Beal. I think they kept Bradley Beal.
So 2 years.
We're moving on. From Kevin Durant. 2 years, $145 million. $72.5 million a year.
He's making more than Curry.
Shit. He's making more than the state of Wisconsin. You know?
He's making... let's name the states he's making more than. All right. Let me see if I can name them off real quick. Right. Alabama.
Idaho.
Mississippi. Idaho. South Carolina. West Virginia,
Wyoming,
yes, both Dakotas, Montana, Iowa, Maine. Who the fuck lives up there besides bears?
Exactly.
Shit, Jesus Christ, man.
Vermont.
Easily go there and become the richest man living there.
Yeah.
This NBA money is different, man.
Oh, it's different.
Though. That's why this dude...
It's not soccer money, but it's, you know, it's crazy.
I was like, what... Didn't we talk about what we would do if we have... Oh, yeah, I said when the Lakers sold, I said I'd buy a country. I'm going to still stick with that.
Yeah, you could probably buy Central America with all that money.
And then I'd become an IFA. I control all the trades.
Yeah, you could buy some small third world country that has a lot of acreage. Oh. It has a nice beach, you know.
And the entire trade will have to go through me, right?
You would buy somewhere on the Black Sea or the Mediterranean Sea, and then, yeah, then all trade access will have to go through you. All oil will have to pass you.
Okay, see,
but then you have to get an agreement with all the other countries. And,
but see, yeah. I will. The first thing I would do is make sure I stake my claim in the ports.
Oh, of course, you got to.
Yeah.
Ports is where the money's at.
Yeah, you got to go there first. All right. We're not conspiring over here, people. We're talking about.
I am.
we're talking about NBA players not paying their tabs and also getting caught trying to make sure that they hit on their unders. Because I don't see how else you rack up $26,000 and a barbershop bill. I mean, those are some GTA prices, man. I ain't never paid that much. Dude. I don't even think in my lifetime to this point I've paid $26,000 in haircuts.
Nah, speaking of that, I just booked mine for tomorrow. But I need it bad, dude. I haven't had one like in 3 weeks. I'm down bad. Beard scruffy, hair is growing back, can't even see my hairline no more.
Speaking of beard being scruffy, it is so fucking true, because I went full shave, cleaned off, and this shit came back thicker, faster.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. That's all I did in all college. I had a goatee in college, just kept shaving.
And it did, but now the shit's...
This mane came out.
Oh, okay, side note. I told you this, man. That's the one thing that also sucks about getting older, the maintenance. And that's why I was like, because like I was like, I'm tired. And that was the reason why I completely shaved it off. Because when I went and got my haircut the other month, and I told him, chop it all off, he was like, are you sure? I was like, dude, I need a fucking break. I'm fucking tired of the maintenance of this. All right. It's like dry skin. Always got to keep putting on lotion. And constantly got to keep putting on the beard cream for this shit. Otherwise, it's going to get tangled. And it hurts when you try to comb it, because obviously it hurts when it like gets all tangled and shit. So you gotta keep doing that, and I have to do it every fucking morning, every time I wake up, and I'm just getting fucking lazy and I'm tired of the shit, and I just rather just cut it off now. I thought I wanted it, but now I don't, and now it's just gonna keep coming back and I can't fucking control it.
Men talk, you know. You want to talk about shaving your balls? Then I'm just kidding. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Pause. Whiskey's hitting good, man. Whiskey's hitting good. But let's move on to some trades.
Yeah, people. Just so you know, there's the NBA. Yeah, I mean, we've heard we're late coming back into it. This is about a week late anyway. Yeah, we got still degenerate gamblers still trying to influence the game and shit.
This has been a very sports money heavy podcast.
How millionaires are still able to get loans? Because he had one taken out. Of course, he didn't pay on it.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you say you have all these assets as collateral, and they're like, okay. You know, that's all banks care about is collateral. Like, hey, just in case you don't pay it, we're going to take something from you.
Well, you know what? It's just... I mean, you know someone with poor decision-making skills when, you know, they have Larson Pippen on their roster. So, yeah. Not surprised. Anyways, what's next? Yeah, tired of the gambling. And this is about to be a snowball effect. There's going to be more players coming out. Just watch.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I don't see why else you're owing that much money to all these people.
Yeah. Something's fixed. Oh, fix. That's the word I was looking for. Fix. They were fixing the game.
Oh, well, duh.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, yeah, just pop that. Ten minutes late.
Yeah, way late. Yeah, that whiskey is hitting. It's hitting a lot of other shit.
It's kicking my ass.
Isaiah, are you ready to see the Rockets hoist up their title next year?
They better with the moves they've been making.
Man,
and what the fans are talking about. They got a billboard already for Kevin Durant. You believe that shit?
Billboards, I heard.
Plural. Oh, my God. Is this what the tax money is being used for? Or is it the Houston Rockets putting these up?
First of all, there's money in Houston. Secondly...
there's a lot of money in Houston. Also, a lot of drugs.
There's a lot of shit in Houston, man. We can go...
A lot of shit. There's too much shit in Houston.
I mean, we can make a whole episode about that. But, I mean, just talking about... It's just Sports Shots Pod, special episode, Vice. Anyways, yeah. They better. I'm expecting two championships in basketball in Houston next year.
Wow, college and NBA? Are you calling your shot?
Because
I'll put the money down right now. I'll double down.
You want me to drive down to Chicago? I'll double down. There's casinos down there.
I'll put 500 on a Cougar and Rockets championship.
All right. What are the odds right now? Let's see.
I'll go in and look it up. You continue.
I'm looking it up. You
talk. Okay, fine. You,
this is for me.
You look it up. I'll talk. The only thing lately in the trade news, Spurs got Kelly Olynyk, longtime veteran. He's just that good, like, power forward / center that could, you know, give you some good minutes. Also, a three-point shooter. I was wanting more of a rebounder, a power forward rebounder for Wemby, so Wemby doesn't have to. Because Wemby's an all-around type of guy. Didn't really get as much assist this year as last year because of Chris Paul, obviously. He's a facilitator.
All right, no one cares about the Spurs. Assist. So all right, so the Cougars are strong for 2025. They got them right now. Is ranging from +600 to +700 for the Rockets after Kevin Durant. It jumped from 18-1 to +750. Or +900, depending on your source. So Isaiah, how much money are you gonna put down for both?
Like I said, I would combine them and then put, you know, 500, because I'm gonna do the math, not the math, but I'm gonna see how much it is. So you tell the audience why you think you could have a double championship in one single city in a single year.
+850 because we fucking. Okay, I'm not gonna say we fucking deserve it. That's too entitled. First of all, the Cougars have win. Isaiah, do you remember that very painful stat I shared with you a couple months back about the Cougars?
No one cares. This is a money podcast now. So it's +1,000 odds for Houston to win March Madness. It's +700 odds.
What are you looking at?
For Rockets, DraftKings.
Okay.
To win the finals. If you parlay them, it's 8,700 plus odds. If I put 500 on them, it's 44 grand.
So 22 apiece?
I'm going to do it. Or if you give me 250, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll give it a 250.
If you give me 250 in September, awesome. September, October, when it starts, because once basketball starts and if Houston starts winning, the odds are going to change.
Yeah, of course. So we put it in right now. What was I saying? We fucking deserve it. I'm just kidding. Now, do you remember that painful stat that I shared with you about the Cougars after they lost?
No, what was it? Refresh my memory.
They have the most Final Four appearances.
Strippers. Oh.
Oh, well, that too. They have the most Final Four appearances without a championship.
Ouch.
At 7.
Ouch.
Winch.
You guys are the Jim Kelly of Houston, of college football.
When?
But I don't know. They've been asking that question 7 times. You know?
So, I mean, like, it's... Obviously, last year fucking sucked the way it ended. I remember you texting right after.
Bro, I was so pissed. It's like, just shoot the shot. Oh, my gosh. What are we doing here?
I just immediately turned the TV off, kind of sat in a daze, and went to sleep.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
The Rockets, because the Rockets are greatly overdue. Wouldn't you agree? I don't know. You're not, because you're a fucking Spur. And you just sit,
whoa,
you
sit, listen, you sit, I'm not. Sit, I don't hate
sit,
any team.
You're sitting there doing this to me.
I don't hate any team. All right.
You see what I'm doing?
You're showing all the 5 rings that we have, but I wouldn't I know why you're saying greatly overdue, because it's been since the 90s.
And that's us Houstonians saying it.
Yeah. Now, I think you guys have a deserving team
to win. We blew a lot of chances, obviously. Just speaking out of technicality, just speaking on just emotional friendship. Yeah. There's a lot of... Well, number one, we ran into dynasties.
Yeah, it did.
So that's number one.
And the different eras.
And different eras. Yeah. So that's one. I mean, two, it's hard to get out the state when the other two teams also had their own little... One, they were winning, and two, they had their own little, I guess, dynasties. Well, definitely one, but... The Mavericks, no, but they were consistently winners, and I hated going up against Dirk. I respect the hell out of him now, but I hated him when he was playing.
Dirk?
Same thing for Duncan. Yeah. Oh. All right, guys that I completely hated when they was playing, but I respect the hell out of now that they retired. Uh-huh. Dirk, Duncan, Ginobili, hated his ass.
What a great 6 man.
Kobe, of course. But I mean, obviously everyone that hate Kobe. Obviously that hate, you know, I guess turned into love.
Appreciation.
Yeah. Let's see. Karolinko. Ray Allen. Allen. Yeah. See, we said at the same time. Stoudemire with the Suns, and
ooh,
obviously, and this is still hate because appreciation, it may not even
James come. Harden. I'm just kidding.
I don't hate him, but I'm disappointed.
There you go.
I'm disappointed, but yeah. It's like, hey, I mean, we're gonna. Don't call him the greatest Rocket of all time. Please don't.
I'm not. Oh, no. Heck no. That's a key by
far. They're already retiring his jersey, and I was kind of like, what?
Well, I mean, after Hakeem is a big drop off, you know. They have to celebrate something.
It's not a big drop
off. Who's next? T-Mac?
No. Shit. I'll stay old school. I'll probably go Calvin Murphy. Go, let's see.
That is old school.
Go Clyde. Go Bullard. Drexler. Clyde Drexler. Yeah. Let's see. Obviously, T-Mac on that list. Yao, of course. I mean,
Are you going players you hate or people for jerseys you want to try? What are you doing now?
Oh well, now I'm talking about the Rockets. Because you caused me to pivot.
I missed the transition.
Yeah, you caused me to pivot. But no, those guys that I named earlier, those are the ones that... Do you notice the comparison is that they're all in the Western Conference and they all gave the Rockets problems?
Of course.
So?
Of course. I mean, you could throw, you know, Curry in there.
That's going to always be hate.
Damn, for real?
That's going to always be hate. I don't want to hear his name. I don't care. I don't fucking care. He could take his
four. He doesn't care, people.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. That's going to always be hate.
You don't give a crap. So. You heard it here first. You know what? I kind of want to make this a short podcast. I mean, it's not short. It's 50 minutes long. But
yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of time to talk about the All-Star game before it starts. Anyway,
I'm just ready for the home run derby. I don't really care for the All-Star game.
Yeah, same.
And besides, this is a popularity contest too. I mean, the MLB All-Star game is better than the other sports, but hockey kind of took a jump. Those four nations, that shit was legit. But
that was wild.
That was. But and then the NBA goes Team USA versus Team World. Well, first of all, we're cooked. Secondly, that would be a good switch up And I haven't watched the NBA All-Star game. I think the last one I watched was the dunk contest when Nate Robinson jumped over Spud Webb.
Really? Brother, you're talking about we were... That's like before college, I think.
That's way before college, man. I don't watch it anymore. Like, it's... Like, I'm not impressed. Like, I'll see... Like, I'm good with... You know, that was the last great one that I remember watching. That's going... I don't know. That's going way the fuck back. I haven't watched...
I think the last great one that I watched is... Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon.
No, I watched that one too. Yeah, I did. That was
unbelievable.
Because I seen the end game dunks between both of them. So like I was like, okay, no, I can watch a dunk contest for that. But no, the last time, that would be the last time I remember watching it with excitement. Like, I don't even watch 3-point contests anymore.
Yeah, neither do I. I only watch the dunk contest and MLB. I only watch... Home Run Derby.
I'm always
watching NFL. Home Run. I don't watch shit.
But I keep rewatching that hit Sean Taylor put on that boy in the Pro Bowl.
I think it was a punter. if I remember correctly, it was a punter.
I think it was a punter. I don't remember who the punter was. I just remember Sean Taylor just shooting in there like a fucking missile.
Dude, oh my goodness.
It was like. All right. Nah, I'm good. If you're good,
I'm good too. Well, and on that note, thank you all for listening. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Time will tell. We saw you this week.
That's gonna be grateful. I can already tell you next week it's up in the air because I'm moving.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got some moving happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll be seeing a lot of reels from us. Anyway, we're busting out IG reels. So I follow Instagram. Follow YouTube, follow Spotify, follow iHeartRadio. We're on everything now. Shout out to our social media manager / producer / I don't know. I ran out of titles.
Working for free.
Working for free. Voluntarily. She's doing awesome. But thank you guys for keeping this up. And we appreciate y'all. Peace.